Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. I am so excited that you're here. It really does warm my heart to know that, that you're here, that you listen, that you're getting things out of these podcasts. Today's podcast, I want to inspire you. I want to help you set down some of these things, these expectations, these busyness that we do, and actually give you permission to give yourself permission to enjoy the life you have. Stop trying to have it all, be it all, do it all, when you know that's not what you want anyway. I haven't met a mom in my 40 plus years of living where the mom is like, yes, I'm going to have it all, be it all, and get everything. Like, that's my goal, is just more stuff, more accolades, more. It's like our intention, our goal is really to raise kind, compassionate, competent human beings who are going to go out into the world and also like be kind, compassionate, and then help the others be kind, compassionate, competent human beings. Like, we want to impact our family. We want to help grow these children, these teenagers, these young adults, these adults in training. We want to grow them, and we want to launch them to be successful. Like, everything we do, everything that I do, and I know from talking to you, everything that you do is for that purpose, to help your family have the life that you know they want, that they're capable of, and that is joyful. We get this idea that more is more. I don't even know, we just get into this rut where we just allow things to happen to us. We sign up for sports and we are all in, our kids are mostly in, but we see their capability. We see what benefits they can get out of it. So we encourage them to go all in. But in reality, we want it more than they do, or we want the results of what they can learn. It's not even about winning, right? It's not about winning. It's about helping them see what they're capable of. It's so funny because my son, who is a tennis player, he's tried lacrosse, he's tried soccer, he was amazing at soccer. He can run. That boy can run and has coordination more than anyone I've met. And anytime I give him a compliment or say, Isaac, you're so naturally good at this, he's like, I can't take that, mom, because of who it's coming from. I don't. And anyway, it's just so funny to me because I will encourage him and still he's like, well, I don't believe that because you're my mom and you have to say that. I'm like, no. Like, talk to all these adults, all my age adults who would love to have our parents say that they were good at something, right? It's like, no, that's not a given. But what it is I want you to see, because I want him to pour his heart into tennis to see what he's capable of. That goes into so much more than just just tennis. Like, it's not about tennis. It's about the results of learning to like have a goal, set a goal, achieve a goal, and celebrate a goal and what that does. But I digress. So we have these, we want so much for our family, and we give and we give and we give. and we run ourselves ragged. And on the outside, it makes it look like we want to have it all. We want to do all the things and we want to be everything to everybody. And I, again, ask yourself, who do you know who actually that is their goal to be everything to everybody? I've never met anyone who that truly is their goal. When you talk to them, they're like, yeah, like I just want to be everything to everybody all the time. And I don't care if I enjoy life or not. It's all about just let me serve to the point of exhaustion. But that's what we end up doing. We can't do it all, but we can do everything that's important. But if we don't stop to really look at what's important and ask yourself, what is my ultimate goal from this activity? What do I want to gain from it? What character building trait? What value does this align with? What lesson can we learn from this? Because I know that you do this for a reason. You do this because you want your family to have an amazing life. More is not more. There's a lot of times that more is actually less. How can we do less and gain more? How can we look at, and we know these things are important. But until we attach a reason behind it, an intention behind it, a goal behind it, it just is doing, just something else to do. The moment we decide that, okay, this is why I do it, then you're like, okay, now I can buy into it. And it's not just driving my kid to sports. It's helping them gain that independence, gain that confidence, gain those skills to go further. And then that's a game changer. But just doing more to doing more is not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting your family. We as mothers, we have the pulse of the family. We are the center of the family. And let me just sit with that for a moment. Things don't happen without you. The kids can't go to sports. Meals aren't planned or prepped. Clothes are not purchased. Toilets are not cleaned. Even if you hire someone to do these things, even if you get help, it still takes planning on your part. You still have a touch point with everything, which means that we bear a really big responsibility. We bear a big weight. And so many times we take it on as our own responsibility, our own, like, I have to do this. I've got to do it all. This is what the, you know, when there's, you're always outnumbered. Even if you have one child, it's just you and the child, like you're a single mom with one child, you're still outnumbered because you have your building, you're working for two. You're always outnumbered. So take that into consideration. Stop trying to make it seem like you're doing it all. It is okay to disappoint your kids. It's okay to say no to them when you know that the yes that's coming is deeper, has a better impact, it's going to propel them further. Our job is not to make our kids happy all the time. And when we try to do it all, have it all, be it all, so that our kids are happy, everyone else is miserable. And you're not actually serving from your gifts. You're not. How many times does God say no to us? Because it's in our best interest. We may want something. We may be working towards something. And then a door is shut. Are we disappointed? Yes. Do we understand why? Not always. We may never get a why. But even Jesus did what he saw his father doing. How God treats us is how we can pass it down to our kids, is how we parent. And sometimes momentary dissatisfaction is for the greater good of the family, for the core values, for what you want for them in the long run. Last year, I guess two springs ago, we did softball and it seriously ran our life. Isaac was doing tennis, but softball took precedent because it was competitive and there was so much. And finally we at the end of the season, we stopped and we looked at it and we're like, what did we get from it? We're all anxious. None of us are like rested. We enjoyed it. Softball's fun. But what core values did this hit? Well, we spent time together, kind of, because we were in the same ball field. We didn't have meals together. We didn't play games together. We did not just watch movies together. Like, there were so many things that had to, because all of our spare time went to softball or trying to maintain the house. Like, that was it. When we sat down and we looked, and I was like, okay, Linda, if you really want to do this, we'll do it again. But these are some of the things we're going to have to change. These are some of the expectations. These are some of the things that I'm going to need from you. And she's like, Mom, it's not really worth it. She's like, I enjoyed it and I had fun, but it wasn't that. It did not get me closer to the family. It did not, she goes, it took away things that I liked more, which was really a big deal for, at the time, a 12-year-old to say. But the thing is that if I never had that conversation with her, I never sat down and said, okay, this is my intention. This is what this is the role that sports is supposed to play. This is the role that choir, this is the role that, I mean, even friends, even going on outings, even, you know, all these things, you look and like, what do we want? Everything that you do should have a reason behind it. Even just taking a chill day. It's because you want to rest and learn to take a Sabbath with the family, that we don't have to be going to be productive. We actually can just sit down, have a day of watching movies, playing video games, and eating taquitos. Like, we can do that. The reason behind it is we needed a day off. We needed a rest. We needed to recenter and see that we don't have to go, go, go all the time. But the key is, if there's a reason why you're doing it, then ask yourself, is it working? Am I getting this? But if we start asking ourselves these questions, we don't have to do it all to get it all, to get what all is, what's important to us. And also, you don't have to justify to other people your decisions. You don't have to explain why you stopped this, or you are doing extra of that. Or, I mean, you can if you want to, but you don't have to. So many times we feel like someone, you know, owe somebody an explanation, and we do not. The explanation could be, it doesn't fit with our goals for our family this season. What power is in that? It doesn't meet our goals. It doesn't meet our intentions. It doesn't meet what we want. And an intention is an aim or a plan. So it doesn't, you know, like, we can have intentions. It doesn't hit it every time. It's just a plan. We know not every plan goes as accordingly. Every aim, we don't hit our intended target. That's not even the point. The point is, when you sit down and you look at what you want for your family, as the center of the family, you know what people in your family need. You know, do they need a rest? Do they need more mom and dad time? Is it a season where, okay, this is a season where we go all in and see if you can push past this level to the next level? I'm not saying that it's the sports and choir and all of these things are not good. I'm saying is, you get to decide if it is or not. You get to decide, and you don't have to do it all. You don't have to be it all, and you don't have to have it all to have an amazing life. Less is more. Because the less things you have to do, the more experiences you can have, the more you can experience the present moment. The more intentional and decisions haphazardly, like things don't happen haphazardly. They don't just show up on your calendar. You make an intentional choice to put it on there. And then ask yourself, is this something I want to do or not? How many times you're like, oh, another booster club meeting. You know, you don't have to do those. Even if it's in the bylaws or whatever, you can figure out a way to not do everything. Do what's important to you and your family. Stop and assess what's important to your family and make the adjustments. Again, you don't have to justify it to anybody. You don't have to, you don't owe the coach an explanation. I don't care if your daughter was the star. You don't owe her or him an explanation on why you guys decided to go another way. But what you do owe is you owe your family that time to look to see how can we work better as a family? How can we spend more time? How can we enjoy each other as a family? The people who count down seasons, like I was like, oh, you know, it's like, I'm looking forward to my kids launching. I love them dearly. I love having them at home. I am excited about this next step for them. And then it hit me as I'm sitting next to my son who has a permit now, it's a driver's permit. And I had a friend's like, didn't he age quickly when he sat there? And I'm like, oh my goodness, he aged a couple of years. And then also I see that little boy looking back at me and learning a new skill and like nervous, and I get to guide him. But I have three more years. And I was like, these are so important. I want to have a relationship with my kids when they grow older. I want them to want to come back and hang out with me. And I want them to come and want to do things. Like I want to go have outings with them or go to dinner or watch movies or go and just do stuff together. Go play golf, go bowl. Like I want to do stuff together. I want them to want to. So as I look at my calendar and look at what we do, I was like, what makes us as a family? What are our core values and what activities lean into that? What activities do not hit those at all? And then we need to look and see, okay, can we make them? Can we mold it? Can we shift it a little bit to where, okay, this is where it's coming into our activities or into our core values or our priorities? Or do we say, okay, we get that it's fun, but what we want is something more. We want depth. So you don't have to do it all. You get to say no. You have permission to make changes for your family based on what you want for them. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all. You also don't have to be it all. It's not your responsibility to be everything to your kids. Which I know is silly and is kind of ironic coming from me because I am their teacher. I am their mom. I am their chauffeur. I do so many things. And I also encourage them to do it on their own or find other experts to get resourceful and use their resources and tools that they have. I also know that saying yes to me, to something that I want, something that I need, is okay to do if it means that they can't do something. I do enough for them that if I know I need this in order to be a functioning, compassionate adult, it is okay that I say no to them. And in fact, letting them know, I'm sorry, I know that you wanted to go to your friend's house, but I really need to go here instead. I need to go and do this, or I have to meet with somebody. I need you home to mow the lawn. It's okay, because my intention is to be a great mom, is to lead the family the way that they need to be led. And if I'm giving and trying to do it all, have it be it all, and if that's what I'm showing, because a lot of times I've realized that what my intention, unless I share with the kids what my intention is, they didn't get it. They don't understand that I'm not trying to, like, our goal is not to do as many things as possible. Our goal is to learn how to be flexible, how to be okay with interruptions, how to, you know, get crafty and get scrappy to overcome obstacles. So you don't have to get into this rut, these expectations of the world is like, you have to do everything for your kids. You have to be everyone and you have to make them happy all the time. Not even possible. They can get what they want and still not be happy. We can get what we want and still not be happy. It is okay to disappoint them for the greater good. It's okay to disappoint them because you have the experience, the knowledge, the paradigm, the wisdom. Don't discredit the wisdom that you've learned. So I hope that you're encouraged to sit back, take 30 minutes, look at your calendar, and look at all the activities on your calendar and ask yourself, do these align with the values, the character, the skills that I want my kids to leave the house with? Am I helping them to become independent? And that doesn't start at 16, 17. That starts at like age one. You can start that launching process, that independent process, from when they're really tiny, and you can give them that confidence and that the pride of being able to overcome an obstacle. Don't steal opportunities from them to grow by making it easy for them. That's a whole nother podcast. I'm going to write that down because that is something that I could go into so much. But look at your calendar. Write down your core values. And if you don't know your core values, then you need to get into Shine, because that's one of the things that we talk about. We identify, we go through, and not just what does the definition say? What does this value mean to me? Why is this important to my family? What relevance does it have and why? Like, what does it lead to? This is one of the first workshops we did, and you can still have access to it if you join now. Like, if you just get into Shine, the whole point of Shine, the whole point of what my promise is to you, is that when you say yes to yourself, when you look at what your talents are, your skills, your experiences, what God is highlighting to you, if you understand how he created you, what your identity is, and see your purpose, then you can stand in that. You're not exhausted. You're not over serving in areas that are not meant for you to serve. You're able to say yes to the yes things and no to the no things and understand that the difference. And even if you're disappointed in saying no, you can still see why. When you're in Shine, we go through these month by month, simple concepts, step by step. It's where every month builds on each other, and you get this, and you get to step into who God created you to be and impact the world and your family in a deeper way. You get to be the awesome adult that you were before you had kids, before you lost your identity, before we became the hats that we wear, and see, okay, what hats actually exemplify and grow the gifts that God's given me to use. Because the gifts are not just for us, and they're not just for church. So join us in Shine. We have a live workshop coming up. We're talking about progress over perfection and why, in my perspective on this, which is a slight shift to what others think, but why it's important and what does perfectionism do to us? What does progress offer us and our families? So join Shine. In the show notes on my website, timmariecoaching.com, get in there. If you're on my email list, go to the bottom of the email because there's a code there for a discount. You're not going to want to miss it. I want you in this group. This is where we're building, and my intention is to build this amazing community of women who all, even though we don't understand your mission, your purpose, exactly how God put it on your heart, we're going to support you. We're going to start to understand. We're going to ask you questions, and we're going to get to know, because when everyone is living into who God created them to be, we shine bright together. So with that, friend, I hope to see you in there. I will talk to you next week. Choose joy. Till joy chooses you. Bye.